Welcome to the Friday edition of the Rush Hour. First week almost done and dusted in the bank. The big man and I, the Black Rhino, the one and only Andrew Juice Newton, God's gift of football and South Australian icon. Welcome, Juice, to a very toasty Friday edition of the Rush Hour.
Oh, g'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. It's been an arduous week for all of us with these extreme heat here in South Australia. But you know what, Lou? There's light at the end of the tunnel.
There is.
We've got some cool change coming through, Lulu.
Yeah.
So just hang in there, family. Yeah. Hang in there.
Who said heat doesn't discriminate? It's just going to be a little cool, soft change on the beachfront.
Yeah.
So if you're living down there, everything's going to be A-OK.
Oh, yeah.
If you're anywhere else.
In the hills.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
Well, above sea level. Oh, boy.
We've got ourselves a very big show. We'll check in with our good friend Roger Rashid at the Australian Open and see what he's doing there ahead of the big clash tonight. Nick Kyrgios taking on Joe Willie Songa.
What t-shirt's his brother going to wear tonight?
Who knows? I'm going to whack that a little later too, Christos.
That was
I'll tell you right now. We've got a bit of heat policy. I mentioned it yesterday.
Right.
How this heat affects relationships and what it does to my house, of course, Friday night date night.
The Lewis date night. Lewis,
I need your thoughts right now, family, and throughout the show between 3 to 5.
You need a strategy tonight.
Do I need to cancel it? Do I need to call the heat policy and just take it off the table?
Yeah.
Because it's an arduous task, as you said, in these conditions,
Star. Yes, absolutely.
No one wants to be one-on-one in the square when it's 40 plus.
Now, after we finish our show at 5-0, have you some duties with the kid eyes?
Yeah, there's every chance we'll hit the
pool.
And
that'll affect date night.
I mean, the ramifications. Yeah. I mean, that just shudders. Okay. It goes right through the organisation of my place on a Friday night. So we'll get your thoughts on that as well. You did something amazing today.
Maz and I
tell you what, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
We'll share that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Fair dinkum, I don't know why you don't wear your undies on the outside. You are doing wonderful things, young man. And of course, the tour down under.
Yes.
It was Norwood to Uraidla today, the Santos tour down under. Stage 4, 128.2, bit of Norton Summit action. They got to the finish line. I just want to play it to you if I can.
Scott on the outside of Sagan. Here's the attack into the bend by Impey. Goes wide.
Impey is on the wheel and Sagan has got him. Sagan is going forward with Daryl Impey. This is a determined effort by Daryl Impey as he comes up on the rails now. The world champion puts his head down. Luis Leal Santos in third. The world champion gets it on the line. He led to an enormous share about Daryl Impey right with him. Impey may have done enough to take the lead.
Amazing stuff, it wasn't. So that is the voice of cycling there, Phil Liggett. But I tell you what, Peter Sagan, he is the overall leader right now after that great effort. He's in the ochre ahead of boy, Daryl Impey and Jay McCarthy. I mean, well done to the guys too. Started early, smart move by Terts to get it underway an hour earlier.
Yeah, well done, Terts.
We're underway an hour earlier too these days, 3 to 5. Mm. You tell me that's a really good segue. You can?
Yeah, it's a good segue, Lily.
And the other great news as we get started for a Friday, our boy.
Alex Carey playing his first game for his country in the one day against the Poms.
Give us a little score update, please.
We're 103-1 at the moment. Smith and Finch, he's 49 on out. So Alex is in, Travis Head's in, Adam Zampa got dumped.
All right. And you and I are on fire.
Let's go.
Let's go. Rush hour.
It's the Jars of Louie, new time of 3 p.m. Triple M.
Hey, bucks. I love it when things like this are coming up on the show. I don't know what it's doing in the system, but that is Baywatch. And there's Jars next to me, and I'm just putting 2 to 2 together. I don't know what is going on with this whole show.
Yeah.
Have a look at that. And
got
this
anything else?
I'll tell you what, this is going to get a hell of a whack. Babies crying at the tennis. Did you see this?
Oh, I did see it. What's wrong?
45 degrees.
Where's the daycare centre?
It's a baby. I'm not going to say anything. Let it clear. It's going to be clear between us. I'm not going to say anything. It's a baby.
Give it a bottle.
I won't kick out a baby.
Give it a bottle.
Give it a bottle.
Advice. Honestly, what kind of parenting is that taking a child to the tennis?
Louie.
I'll be dealing with that in Louie Unleashed.
Calm down.
Just before 4 o'clock. All right. But right now.
Let's just talk about it.
Tell you what. It's hot. There's no getting around the fact, Jars. We're lucky. We're working in an air-conditioned comfort. But there's a lot of people out there who are not so lucky.
No, they're not.
Their jobs require them to get on the tools to be outside and getting around in these extreme conditions.
And so my heart goes out to all the chefs in South Australia, too.
Yeah, I mean, sweating it out.
They're slugging it out.
Woo!
It'd be 65, 70 degrees in those kitchens.
A little extra sweat in the dew.
So we're here to help out.
We
want to help them.
$200 BWS voucher in our hot little hands.
$200.
We want to cool someone down.
All
Give us a call right now. 1-333-53. Tell us how you've been suffering in this heat. Mm. What are you going through to get the job done? Mm. We want to cool you down. We want to give you the rush hour version of an ice bath, and that's a $200 voucher at BWS. Am I right or am
Fellas? You had an ice bath.
Absolutely
right. When was the last time you had an ice bath?
A long time ago. Tell you right now, though, if you could install one, I'd love it. Mm. You know where I've been spending a bit of time in the last couple of days?
Next door's pool.
At BWS establishments, you know, the fridge sections.
I'm
hanging out.
Doing wipes with the cartons of beer,
just,
are you?
Just having a look.
Building your guns.
Picking up something for the lovely and myself just to stock the fridges. And instead of staying there for 2 minutes, try 22.
Yeah, you're just so...
Yeah.
I mean, they reckon it's packed in those fridges.
It really is.
Everyone's in there.
It's like Coles, you've got to take a number. I mean, I'm sitting in those things just, you know what I'm doing? I'm akin to the Brisbane Lions of the noughties. Don't worry, I'm not going to, remember how they went to the cool rooms at halftime and then put the hydration drips in? That's what I'm doing. I'm working on that. I'm going to these establishments and I'm not buying anything, Jack. I'm just coming out. 1-333-53. Tell us how you've been suffering in your seat, what you're doing, and we've got a $200 BWS voucher to give to you. 1-333-53, the rush hour. Give us a buzz.
Jars and Louis, new time of 3 p.m. this year. Triple M. It's the rush hour with Jars and Louis from the new start time of 3 p.m. Triple M.
3-day heat wave. Smack bang at the end of it right now. A little change coming through a bit later. If you're seaside, you'll get a bit of it, Jars. Mm. Yeah. We've got a $200 BWS voucher sitting here. Nice. We want to try and just... We want to do the Rush Hour's version of the Ice Fest, the ice bath. We want to cool you down.
Yeah.
We want to get you to cool your jets after a long, tough week.
It's all right for us to sit in here in an air-conditioned environment. Oh. But don't forget, we're outside for a couple of days this week.
We tried it.
We copped it.
We certainly did. And I tell you what, we're a strong union. And we got it shafted real quick. We did. Plenty of family members on the line. Let's rattle through them. And then I'm going to give you some think music.
Yeah.
Some time to decide who deserves to cool down the most.
Adam of Shido Park. G'day, Adam.
How you going, mate?
What have you been up to, Adam?
I'm a chef at the White Picket Coffee House at Dulwich.
Oh, jeez.
And she's hot there, mate, on the grills.
Oh, I reckon, 75, 80 out the back of the shop there.
Yeah, she's hot, mate. Don't worry about that.
Well done, mate. Thanks, Adam. And Mitch of Windvale. G'day, Mitch.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Mitch, what are you doing today, this week?
We're a refrigeration mechanic, mate. Air conditioning. Yeah. Looking after everybody, keeping everybody cool.
Yeah. You been up on a roof?
Up on the hot tin roof, mate. Oh. Hot shifters, hot screwdrivers.
Oh, jeez. Jeez. That's not bad.
Pouring the sweat.
He deserved $200.
Good on you, Mitchy. Stevie of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Steve.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Stevie, what have you been plying your trade at this week?
I'm a scaffolder, mate.
Oh, no. Jeez. Those poles would be cooking.
And the glare.
Oh, mate.
All right, Stevie.
Stay tight.
I'm in a BWS.
Yeah, Mark of Manopara West. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Mark, how have you been suffering?
Me and my old man are carpenters. We throw up steel frame transportable houses out at Edinburgh. We've been on site here since 5:30 this morning. And hey, mind I add, he's 66 and still doing it.
Oh, what's your dad's name, Mark?
David.
Dave.
Give your business a plug too while you're at it, Mark.
Go on.
Yeah, it's Mark Clegg, Carpentry Services.
All right, mate. Beautiful.
Oh, stay tight.
Sit tight. Stay cool. Stay
Alex classy. Of Greenock. G'day, Alex.
G'day, mate. How you going, fellas?
Oh, Alex, mate. What's your trade?
I'm a boilermaker, mate. I'm stuck in that shed all day with a welder, with an oxy torch. Like a massive sauna in there, guys. You know, it's ridiculous.
I tell you one thing, you'd have great skin. The pores would be just clean.
Yeah. How many boys work in there, Alex?
Oh, there'd probably be 15, maybe 16.
Okay, I'm just trying to do the math for Jar. That's a couple each. That's a couple of cold buns each on us, which is not a bad thing.
On $200, what's that? That's four slabs.
Yeah. Sit tight, Alex.
Sit tight, Alex.
Thank you, everybody. There's plenty of people suffering out there.
None of the mums or any of the girls rang up about their jobs?
Yeah, because everybody knows. We've shut that down. Oh, no. That scam down here. Think time for you, Jars. We'll be back in a minute or so to decide who gets the $200 BWS voucher. Thanks to BWS, we've got a $200 voucher to give away, Jars, to those who have been suffering in the heat all week, some doing it much harder than others, like us sitting in an air-conditioned office of 22.4. Mm. That 0.4 better come off quick.
Oh, just wait to point three.
Exactly. Someone's getting a message, Hato. All right. And who's been lucky enough? We've asked our family to call in, tell us what they've been up to. Who's getting the voucher from BWS?
Look, they were all fantastic. Yep. All had a great argument in return to, in regards
I wish
to
we
their
had
heat.
10 to give away.
I'd love to give away more prizes, Lulu, yep. but I'm going with Alex at Greenock. He's picked up the BWS voucher of $200. G'day, Alex.
G'day, how you going, fellas?
Mate, congratulations for those
who missed, brother.
Thanks, heaps. You've made my week. You've made my weekend, guys.
And for those who missed it, he's a Boilermaker.
Yeah.
And it's hot in the sheds. Oh. And he's got a few buddies that are going to get around you now, Alex. So that $200 BWS voucher is all yours,
well
my
done,
friend.
Mate.
Beautiful. Thanks, heaps, guys.
Enjoy the frost.
Take care.
On us. And we had a really good call.
I wanted to give
call.
Another one away.
Yeah, we had another good call from Mark, didn't we?
Mark from Manopara West. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, how are you, boys?
So mate, Marco and the old man, who's 66, and knocking up steel frames and been on site at Edinburgh since 5:30 this morning. Now, that in itself
deserves.
Is deserving of a rush hour hands in the air clap.
Double pass to the Foo Fighters, mate, for you and your dad.
Oh, Perla, thanks, guys.
All right. Is dad going? Is dad going to go?
Yeah, he bloody is.
Now, Marco, here's my challenge. I want you to take a little shot of the old man doing a Bob Hawke when he's at the Fooies.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be doing two of them, mate, not one.
Mate, congratulations and try and get yourself nice and cool, all right?
Yeah, cheers, boys. Have a good one.
And enjoy the show.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks to all the callers, too.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
And thanks to BWS, too, for the $200 voucher.
Can we do that again next week or not? I'm hearing some intel.
You know what
I'd
like to do?
It may be hot again next week.
We should be giving away, as the favourite beverage on this show, the froths.
Oh, yeah.
That should be our go-to
in summer. I thought you sorted that out when we had our meeting last time.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
What's going on here?
I activate plans and get things ready to go. Then it's up
and
to the...
What do I do?
And then it's up to the minions to actually get it done. All right. I've got other things to do. Look, I'm working a new sound effects board today.
Oh,
mate.
Too.
Things like this. How about
go.
This? Venus Williams got knocked out.
What?
Yeah.
Serena gone. Can we take a... Can we take a photo? Photo of Louis with
this?
His new
Ellen
toy?
Ellen from Seinfeld. She
delivering the show. Ellen or Elaine? Those two examples.
We meant to say that.
Those two examples are the very reason we did not outside broadcast. Because the heat policy was getting to the great.
We're going to talk to Rashid.
Up
come
next,
on.
Roger Rashid, Australian Open, getting tasty now. Nick Kyrgios in action tonight. The Rash coming up next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Big game tonight on 7 at the Australian Open. All the action, and it's third round action. Nick Kyrgios taking on his hero, his childhood hero, Joe Wilfred Tsonga. And joining us now, good friend, Roger Rashid. Rash, what's going to happen in this big game? Because when boys meet their heroes, people often say sometimes it's best not to meet them.
Mm. Yeah, no, look, I think these guys know each other really well now. And you're right. I mean, 10 years ago, in 2008, when Joe made the final, Nick Kyrgios was at every one of his practice sessions and got a ball signed right through. So you can see the impact that Joe's probably had on Nick's career in the sense that wanted him to play the game. And, you know, he would have loved the fact that Joe was flamboyant, the celebrations afterwards, and the way he sort of, you know, way he went about his craft. He's a shot maker. So this one's going to be interesting in that sense that Nick goes on the centre court for the first time. So it's a bit more of a lock-in crowd. Mm. We're going to be interested to see what Nick brings to the table, because if he plays a locked-in physical game of tennis where he competes physically, you know, I think pound for pound, his game versus Joe, I like his game. But what Joe will do is offer us a really experienced, high-powered game full-time. We know that's what he's going to offer. So it's going to be interesting to see what actually gets presented on court by both players.
Rash, heat has been the talking point, though, throughout the Open, and a former pupil of yours, Gael Monfils, had his struggles big time yesterday. The heat policy, it's over 40 before it gets enacted. Roger Federer came out last night and said, well, you know, it's actually hot in Australia in January, and which what we've said here with the tour. Do we need to look at it, mate? Because on-court temperature is somewhere in the vicinity of 67 degrees or something they were talking yesterday.
Yeah, well, it is summer, isn't it? Yeah. I think a few people have got to remember that. So they prepare for that. Yeah. They should be preparing for it. And you know, look, I know Gael, and Gael doesn't like that real extreme heat generally. So it's about an attitude towards that. And yeah, you're hurting, but so too is your opposition. So Novak was pretty calm with it. He had the hat on, and you know that. And I think precaution's really important. How do I deal and prepare for it the night before and into the morning as soon as I wake up? What does it look like? And then on the court, you know, you could have actually asked for an ice vest. You could have had ice in all sorts of places to actually keep your core temperature down. So I'm not big with saying, no, let's get everyone off the court, because some people deal with it really comfortably. Some don't. In Miami, when we play in the end of March, it can be 35 degrees and it also can be about 75-80% humidity. Now that's a bit uglier than this heat, I think.
So, Rog, why wouldn't the officials close the roof during the day then if it was that hot?
So, virtually, if they do close the roof, Joey, that means they're saying that the heat policy is in, and that means every other court shuts down around the whole stadium. Right, so, there's no more tennis.
Yeah, okay.
So, you've got to be, there's a little bit of caution there with whether you do that. You know what? It's part of the game.
Ash Barty continued our hopes in the women's draw. Another good come from behind win.
Yeah, look, you know what I liked about her is just visually how she steps on the court these days. If you look at her 12 months and her last 12 months, because she's got great stuff in the bank in it mentally, where she's actually, she's won a title, she's made some finals. She now she walks on the court expecting that she will walk off as the winner. She's not walking on the court now competing and saying, hopefully I'll get a win. She walks on like a winner who thinks that she should win the tennis match. So when you're set down, you actually, and it's even in the second, you don't panic so much anymore because you believe in the scoreline, you believe in your ability to actually survive and turn things around. Whereas if you don't have all those wins, it's a little bit different. You play more erratic tennis, you panic a bit and you rush, and then it's hard yards. So I love her mentality at the moment, and she ran away with it beautifully.
What would Kyrgios' brother's t-shirt be wearing tonight?
Christos, yeah, what's on tonight?
Chill out. That he is.
Chill, bro.
Yeah,
I gather it's just he's worn the same one so far every time, and obviously there's obviously a financial attachment which apparently is going to Nick's, going to Nick's foundation. Now, if that's the case, you know what? Okay, you'd want to be a lot of money, I think.
Yes.
You know, if it was small change, I don't think you need to. No. You know, I think, you know, he could do it somewhere, go about it some other way. But anyway, look, that's the way it is. And if it's money's going to his foundation, goes to some kids, all good.
I can't wait to see Nick in action tonight, Rash. Keep up the great work. Loving what you're doing there. Stay cool, brother.
Yeah, see you guys.
See you, bro.
And we'll talk soon.
See you, boys.
That was Jar's attempt at being cool, family. It's the Rush Hour with Jar's and Louis. Well, actually, Rog, why are you still there? Who's the coolest guy on tour that I can start calling Jar's?
It's not Jar's. I think pretty cool. I mean, you know, Jay Willie's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he just sort of rocks around.
He's
you know.
Swagger.
Can we go with Jar Willie? Jar Willie Jarman.
Yeah, I can go. Jar Willie Jarman. And Jar, I don't know if you've seen Jay Willie's celebration, but why don't you give us one of those and put it on your site?
Yeah. Double cobra celebrate. Yeah, spin. Yeah, a little pirouette as he wins. Yeah, I'll work it out, Rash. We'll put it up.
Okay.
The only problem is you've got to get off the ground with Joe Willie Day. He's powerful off the ground.
Now, we know how to shoot low. So it looks like he's jumping, Rash.
See you, boys.
It's a Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. $1,000 up for grabs just after 4 o'clock. The quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. And it's Die Friday where we roll the dice. So your Automasters lifeline can go from 1 up to 6.
Oh.
Depends what we roll out on a Friday. Yep. So a big chance to win some big cash just after 4. Trevi Head walked to the crease in the one day against England. This happened.
Catch him.
And that's out. We're going to find out. Joe Root's got another one. Travis Head just chips back a simple catch.
Gone cheaply. What's the score, Juice?
Bowled for 7. Australia currently 3 for 134, Lulu, after the 26th over. And Alex Carey makes his debut for our country today with the gloves.
Jeez, you sounded like KG.
No. I nearly choked on my word.
I know you did.
But did I sound like KG?
Honestly, I pictured myself it was Saturday morning.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, don't. Yes. I'm back with him next week too.
Correct.
Do yourselves back next Saturday.
Hey, a very good friend of ours had a massive honour bestowed on him at the beginning of the week last week. Dennis Cometti.
Yeah.
The great Den had the media centre over there at the new Perth Stadium, Optus Stadium, named after him. Shot him out a little text just...
And
you know,
you're really good like that.
We love Den like that.
What did you say, Tiger?
I said, just read the news, Den. I like to call him Den.
Yeah.
Congratulations. What a great honour for you and your family, and one that is thoroughly deserved. Hope life and the family are good, great man. Louis.
Well done, Lou.
So that was Saturday, 5:28.
Right.
I got a reply yesterday.
He's busy, the great man.
At least I think I'm still on his dial, anyway, because he knew who it was. Yesterday, 7:29 p.m. Thanks, mate. Hope all is going well.
give my best to Giles. Cheers, DC.
I didn't know you did impersonation of Dennis.
I don't. But what I'm suggesting here right now, that was me who sent a heartfelt message. How does Fat Santa get involved there, Dan?
Here he goes.
Is anyone else missing the point here? I sent a heartfelt message, yet he says, give my best to Jars. Yeah, but who gives a rat's about Jars? Dennis, did Jars text you?
I'm just honoured he thought of us.
The only person you text, you star such and so, was Alex Carey last night.
Stop it!
At it again.
And he got back to me at 7:30 this morning. Yeah. Thanks, legend.
I mean, honestly, who don't you have in that phone that you just texted?
I'm going to invite him to a Christmas dinner this year,
you
too.
You know why? It's right up there with the Rory Sloane booty calls. Hey, we're back next. I've got to get unleashed.
Come on.
I've got a handful of other people in my sights other than Jars and Dennis Committee. It's a rush hour. Jars Mui.
For the new time of 3 p.m. in 2018, Triple M. The Aussies 3 for 149 in the one day. It's the rush hour with Jars and Louis. New start time of 3, which means at 4, we've got $1,000 on the line for Auto Masters, a quiz with no name.
Yeah, need to get a bit off my chest, Juice. Hey, Twitter family, we'll get to you soon too. There's some really good tweets coming through, some great action on social media. Jars doing the challenge from Roger Rashid, the Joe Willie Songa celebration. Check it out at our socials, and we'll just get to a couple of tweets. Dizzy Gillespie's listening.
Dizzy.
G'day, Dizzy man.
Little Kano Corn.
Kane Corns. Starts copping a little bit about the heat. All right.
All right, now. What's wrong?
In no particular order. You know I need to vent every now from now and then.
It's good for you.
Jeez, you wouldn't know there was any footballers at the tennis much, would you? What about last night? Ash Barty, of course, playing, doing wonderful things. She's a mad Richmond fan. Check this out. Basil Zemplis is about to cop... the world. I'm about to unleash on Baz. Here he is, just trying to roll in football in Tennessee.
We know you love the Richmond Football Club. The Premiership captain, Trent Cotchin, is part of your team tonight with his lovely wife, Brooke. That must be very special for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I can let him go on camp. He might have to stay here for next week as well. But no, it's amazing to have the support from so many people, including Cotch and Brooke. But my whole team, everyone here in Australia, it's amazing.
She did well. Jeez, just when you thought that there couldn't be any more cheese, have a listen to Baz. Honestly, I don't know how he keeps getting a gig.
Well, we said that we liked mentioning your time off and your time away at cricket. We also love saying that we've got a Barty party brewing at the Australian Open this year. We're having a lot of fun with you, Ash. Keep this great run going. Congratulations and thanks for a great night's entertainment.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Had that been the cricket, the crowd would have been vomiting
into
their bucket.
They're throwing their cups at him.
No, they would have been thrown up in their bucket heads.
Don't try and be funny. Don't get a fringe gig if
honestly,
you think you're funny.
If I was the great Dennis Committee, I'd be suing him for copyright and infringement and being a poor impersonation of the great men. Honestly, it's driving me insane.
Tonight,
all eyes on Christos Kyrgios.
Okay.
And his betting T-shirt.
Okay.
If he's in that thing again, and Seven, and I work for Seven, if they linger on him for longer than about 2 seconds, the other night it was 20 plus times, they just posted him straight up all by himself.
You want a count? You want a bit of a count?
I want a counter in the bottom corner, Seven. That's what I want. I want a clicker, Jars.
Yeah.
I want to do the click. That
you
is
need
just
the umpire
driving
clicker.
Me
insane. Right, what else you got?
People who keep telling me it's hot.
Yeah, okay.
No shit, Sherlock.
Hey-o. Oh, come on. No, Matthew Hayden.
No.
He whacked me with that.
That's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know it's hot. No. We've just got to move on.
Yeah, move on. Yeah. Get over it. Yeah. Get organised. And my last one, the Australian Open heat policy.
This is good.
So Roger Rashid, you might have heard there, gets enacted at around 40 degrees, all right? Mm. And if it reaches that, no matches go on the outside courts. No. The other key ingredient, and this is just dumbfounding me, Craig Tiley, is the fact that it has to be 40 degrees and a certain amount of humidity.
Right.
Now, the great Dan Hannabury of the Sydney Swans tweeted, if it's hot, it's hot.
It's hot. Don't worry about the humidity. Don't worry about the court surface.
I don't know about you.
Yeah.
40 degrees.
Yeah. If I walk out of this building here off Franklin Street, to me it's hot.
Yeah.
I'm cooking, baby.
I'm not going to find a person in Australia telling me 40 degrees is not hot.
No, exactly. Right.
Then you put me on concrete pavement.
Yeah.
Right. And then you make me run and exert and get that's my heart rate up near 200.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't give a rat's ass what humidity is doing.
Do you reckon Jessie Trengove will complain when she's training for a marathon on the road?
No, but do you know what I mean?
Little Jess? Don't. She's not complaining.
I'll tell you what, the heat, and it used to ring up the old breakfast show, it doesn't complain or complicate about humidity, all right? And neither should we, all right? Are we good? What, anything
that
else?
That breakfast show, how long did that go for?
Yeah, not long, 12 weeks. But the flip is...
We ended up together.
No. Oh, jeez, it's not about you. Two men went in. Yeah. Only one came out.
It's the rush hour, Jars Louie. New time
and I'm still here.
Triple F.
Still here. Great to have your company, family. Big second hour to come. New time slot, 3 to 5 in 2018. Big Juice tonight, driving you home. Hope you're staying cool out there. Joey Wright coming up. Mm. Head of the six. He's got a big game against Illawarra.
Tonight.
The Nemesis 7:10 tip off out there at Titanium. Mm. Stay cool.
Five
stay
in a
classy.
Row, the boys have won Lulu.
I'm surprised he took our call.
Yeah.
I really, really am. I tell you what, Jars, people don't know your world, but you do a lot of good, a lot of real good in this world. We're going to hear about it after 4:30. No, yeah. Mate, don't be shy.
I'd
don't
like
be humble.
I'd like to share the story, absolutely. What happened this morning with Maz.
Loving it, loving it.
Yeah.
And I'm asking the big question this hour, is it too hot for date night? Should I can it? Heat policy style.
Well, we'll just hold the powder on that.
Sit
one.
Sit tight on that. Yeah. For those that don't know, I've got a new toy in studio, and it would be remiss of me not to play my favourite grab.
You know what? I'm not leaving.
Oh, no.
I'm not leaving! The show goes on! Oh, this is my home! They're going to need a wrecking ball to take me out of here!
We got to be careful where we play that.
I know.
There's kiddies in the car coming home from the beach.
They don't know what beeps mean.
Are we ready? Your favourite.
It's Die Friday. Let's do
it.
Here
we go.
A grand in the hand, up for grabs every weekday at 4.
Let's get quizzical, quizzical.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Stay cool on the drive home. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Righto, Juice, who's playing today? $1,000. What a way to start your weekend. What a way to cool off. You can do plenty of things with $1,000 in your hand. You get an Automasters lifeline. And, of course, and I say we, I shouldn't say I.
Just
we're Starsky and Hutch. We roll the dice to multiply your Automasters lifeline.
Paynham South we're going to go to and speak to Michael. G'day, Michael, and welcome.
G'day,
Jarvis.
G'day, Louis.
Oh,
how are you doing?
Uh-oh. I feel an accent coming.
How are you going in this heat, Michael?
Oh, no.
This heat is not... Humans are not supposed to be compatible with this heat, lads.
Tell you what I'm going to do for you, Mick.
Oh, love you, mate.
Because you've got to sit through what Jarvis is trying to do, whatever I roll up, I'm going to give you an extra one on top of.
All right.
Right, for your Masters lifeline. So good luck, mate. Here it comes.
Here we go, Michael.
Ooh. I rolled a four, my friend, so you've now got 5 Automasters lifelines.
Fantastic.
All right, okay, Michael.
And just as a condition, if we can't understand you, we'll go put that down as wrong. All right?
All right. Here we go, Michael. Good name luck, the Rory. Adelaide striker player who replaced Tim Payne for today's ODI.
Alex Carey.
How old is tennis champ Roger Federer?
36.
Who did the Adelaide 36ers play tonight, Michael?
Illawarra.
Which V8 supercar driver has signed a 1-year extension with Red Bull Holden?
Automasters.
Who holds the record for the most test wickets?
Automasters.
Who teamed up with Sam Groth in the Aussie Open doubles yesterday?
Hewitt.
Which bike ride was cancelled due to the heat, Michael?
Automasters.
True or false, LeBron James received the most 2018 NBA All-Star votes?
True.
Which Port Adelaide player welcomed a son to the world in December? Which Port player?
Automasters.
In which year did the Australian Open start?
Automasters.
Oh. Has he used all the Automasters?
Yeah, he has.
He's a bloody clever Irishman, that's what he is.
Yeah, he's used
the Irish. This into the computer.
Clever, all right,
I know.
Let's go. Here we go.
Analyzing now. Hot dog. We have a wiener. 10 correct.
Yeah!
Woo!
Well done, Michael.
Hey, come on, the Irish.
Another morning for you, my friend.
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock.
$1,000, mate. Well played, Michael.
Oh, thanks, guys. That's fantastic. Lovely.
Mick, take it. Use it any way you like. Cool yourself down, mate. Brilliant. Outstanding end to our first week back in 2018.
Oh, super. That's good. Get into the weekend on that, guys. Yeah.
Big well thank done, you to mate. Automasters. Well played, Mick. $1,000. That's how easy it is. Yeah. And you roll the dice, and because well done, of you Luke. Doing stupid things, you got an extra one.
Don't blame me. We got the budget for it, haven't we?
I tell you what, expect a call from management.
They're not here.
Boss for a day will get you.
Boss. Well done.
All right, up next, we need to talk about the heat policy when it comes to relationships. I can't get hold of the SES re-it, so I need your, need your help, family.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis for the new time of 3 p.m. in 2018. Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, the new time of 3 p.m. in 2018. We've got Foo Fighters tickets to give away. Triple M presents the Foo Fighters Concrete and Gold World Tour. That's next week, 23rd of Jan, Tuesday, Cooper Stadium. Tickets from tickettech.com.au.
Some very good banter happening on Twitter at the moment. Just a cricket score in the ODI in Jars, please.
Yes, Lulu. Australia 3 for 181. Finch is 89. Travis Head made 7. Caught and bowled by Joe Root. But Alex Carey, he's playing for his country. We'll be wearing the wicketkeeper gloves to replace Timmy Payne. So we're excited. We've got two boys playing for their country from South Australia, Luke.
Yeah, he's batting at 8. So I don't know whether you'll get a swing.
Strong batting lineup, though.
Absolutely.
Cameron White's in next. Stoinis.
Jeez, nice.
Right,
mate.
Luke. Come on.
Twitter,
this is big.
I love this. Kano Corns has been having a listen to us as well and suggested maybe what's one of the toughest gigs in these conditions. He went with Fireman.
Yes.
True.
And then he got thrown back at him. How would you know? You weren't, weren't there long. But as we love Stud, he bites nicely, young Stud, and he says, go on, give us a break. 12 months.
Dizzy Gillespie, our boy Diz.
Diz is in there as well. Everybody's got to come on through. We need to work out where we're at with the Twitter family. You left on a sour note in 2017. Wanted some kind of spill. Mm. Our system in here, which gave us a lot of issues late in the year, is still not right, family.
It's and not good,
Luke. We won't go to you until we can get that absolutely right, because we need to give you a bang for your buck.
Because they're our bread and butter. Yeah.
All right. Touched on this yesterday. Okay. Date night in the Lewis House.
So it's most Fridays or every?
Locked in calendar event. Friday night. It's like Friday Night Lights.
Okay. You know?
All right.
So what's happened?
Well, remember yesterday I spoke about relationship heat policies and whether and how the heat actually really affects it. And, you know, sure as you're Andrew Deuce Newton Jarman the gift.
Yeah, eventually.
There was nothing on offer last night at home after my wife spent 3 hours at the pool with the kids and had to suffer through a long afternoon with the kids. She was just too tired.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So Friday night being date night, I'm just thinking, should I just cut my losses? It's another 42 out there. She said the kids home all day. We had the carpet cleaning guy up this morning, so half the house was open, exposed to the heat. Yeah. I mean, she could be frazzled again.
Yeah.
You know? And the intense now, and I know for a fact that we're going to the pool when I get home at Hazelwood Park.
So there's another 3 hours.
So there, and she's got to do dinner. Look, I might as well call this bloody thing off right now. I mean, I tried to call the SES and see what their relationship heat policy was and whether they had any tips how to get out. Do I need a plan, stay or go?
How come the Lewis family haven't got a heat policy for date night? Have you?
It's not often you run into it, and no one wants to. You don't want to put handcuffs on you yourself.
No.
Or maybe but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to lock yourself in or out of a certain event because you never know. Even though it's hot, Jars, you might be feeling good.
But exactly right, and you're all about quality.
Hey, so
that's the key word for you.
You don't know me as well as some others, but one of my nicknames in Sydney was Herb Elliott, quality over quantity. The great Herb was always about, if you're going to train, don't run 2400s, run eight real good ones. Right? And that's me, Herb Elliott.
Could you have a little fondue night?
Oh, old school, 70s style.
Could you? I'm just trying to find a theme.
No, that's it. You know why? And only for safety reasons again. Two reasons. One, it's way too hot.
Okay.
And our emergency services are already extended. And two, I have sheer curtains in my house. And you know, and if the flames get hold of those bad boys, she's going up in smoke, my friend. All right. So that's
it. What's the cutoff point?
Well,
what it will be tonight? Is it 8:30?
Well, I'm looking at now. It's 40.9 right now. Right, as we speak at 4:15. And I just don't know where it's going to be at. And I'm looking around. I'm going, I get to the pool. The kids, I'm on lifeguard duty.
Right? So you got to get your
gear
on.
I've got whistle in hand. Yeah. Just looking at the pool, watching. So I'm going to fatigue up a touch. All right. Which always then brings me back to my Herb Elliott stuff.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity.
So we have a discussion with Ange before. No, you make a decision, or is it just your call?
I'm going to the family right now. Should I cancel date night, family, on account of the heat? 133353 heat policy date night. What is it?
Shut it down.
Is it over and out? And we've got two tickets to the Foo Fighters for the best idea.
You got to reschedule.
Oh, but, you know, right now, I'm feeling cool as a cucumber in here.
133353. Should date night be cancelled? Let us know on Twitter as well at Triple M Adelaide. The best will get a double pass to see the Foo Fighters next Tuesday at Cooper's Stadium. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis now kicking off at 3 p.m. Mitch Marsh just gone for 36. So the Aussies 4 for 209 with Aaron Finch on 105. Got up his century, so he's in fine nick, boys.
Good boy. Big stumping for Marsh. Went down the wicket looking for the big one, missed everything. Easy job for the keeper. You were out and about on your turf today.
Yeah, down at the beach. So this morning, Maz and I thought we'd go for a bit of a swim in the ocean, and the water is clear and it's beautiful. A lot of young families down there. Mm. So I put on the old red bathers there, Lulu. And as you know... I have been referred to as the Hoff. Put the old sunscreen on. Cancel, thank you.
Yeah.
So off we go. And we go in for a bit of a paddle. So we're just, you know, about, well, I don't know, booby high. I was, you know.
Yeah.
Just feeling the ocean, Lou.
Can you use the term peck?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know yours are booze, but to the average man, it's peck high.
So, and then we're just having a chat and just admiring what we've got.
Oh, just taking it all in.
And then seeing all the little kitties. And then all of a sudden, there's a bit of a breeze kicking in, Luke.
Yeah.
A bit of a breeze kicking in.
Yeah.
So near us was a young family. There was two young mothers and they had about five or six young kitties under the age of about 6 years old.
Yeah, nice. Great.
So I kept my eye on them.
As you do.
Off wood.
Yeah, well done.
Well, one of the mums started to scream. She thought she saw the big boy.
Uh-oh.
He's a 6.5 metre. Yes, he is. Who's been patrolling our beaches. She saw a fin. Screamed, "Get out! Get out!" And then just grabbed the kids. And the other mum panicked.
Yeah.
Grabbed the kids. Oh, Maz nearly lost her breath because Maz thought it was the big boy.
What's the Hoff doing?
Well, I just turned around. I just turned around to the left and looked over and knew what it was.
Oh.
Yeah. It was this, it was Flip. Beautiful dolphin boat! Just swimming amongst the kiddies. The mums were just hysterical.
Flipper, eat my pet dolphin.
Did you say that?
I did say that. It was about 5 metres away from us. It was beautiful. And I went over to the kids and said, look, it's not a shark.
Yeah.
It's a dolphin. Oh. They're beautiful. So they're the friendliest thing.
The mums were thinking
this.
The
mums thought it was this. And they apologised.
Everyone's
scaring
on
everyone.
Everyone's on
I'm
edge at
you,
the moment
they are.
Down there.
Because if you saw down at Glenelg Jetty, he was there. There was a big boy down there.
Yeah.
But I tell you what. I need to go out there and patrol the beaches a bit more, Lou.
Yeah.
Because I calm things down after that.
And that's who it was.
That's who he was.
Oh, dear.
It was Flipper.
Well done, mate.
Oh,
okay.
So I said to the kiddies, and I said, get on my back. We'll try and, you know, we'll go for a swim. So you may be able to just, you know, pat the beautiful dolphin.
Now what I'm hoping for, family, anybody in the Henley Beach precinct this morning, did you catch that vision? Because we can slow that down.
Yeah.
We can put it to music. We can put it on our socials.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you grab your little floaty? Get it around you real quick.
And I said to the mums, it's okay. We get a lot of dolphins through that area of the beach. And, you know, and the sandbar, if you go past the sandbar, then you're playing with the big boy.
Tell you what.
But stay within the sandbar and you're safe.
I reckon.
So there you go, Lou. That was my experience.
I reckon I got an idea for a new TV series. Move over the Bondi boys. I'm telling you.
No.
Oh, all right. You big man.
What are you calling us?
Doing surfs up. Surfs up at Henley. I mean, you got to know your stuff.
Yeah.
Your beach surf tips with Jars.
Yeah.
Catch it at 6:05 every night.
And if it was a shark, I'd punch the guts out
That's
of
what
it.
I was going to say. Mick Fanning, move over.
Nah. But it was just those I can hear the mums screaming now, but the mums and they
so
said,
for the
oh, look,
record,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't this.
It wasn't the big boy. It was this. Calm
down.
Flipper, eat my pet
dolphin. Thanks, Hoff. It's the Rush Hour. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. New time of 3 p.m. kickoff in 2018. You can get the best of the boys on the free catch-up, triplem.com.au.
Another brutal day in the saddle today, Jars, in the Santos Tour Down Under, Stage 4, the Bupa Australia Stage 4, Norwood to Uraidla, and the man we love the most, the voice of cycling, Phil Liggett, joins us right now. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Phil.
Great man.
Thanks for the round of applause, guys. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Phil, you must be loving it. Despite the temperatures, some great racing, and today's finish no exception.
Yeah, it was very hot today. 44 degrees we saw on the course. A fabulous race, and especially over Norton Summit. And this guy, Pete Sagan, is something very, very special. And he won, and he got the Yoker jersey. First time he's ever won a stage of the Santos Tour.
Yeah, three-time world champion, oozes class on the bike. It's just been a great race. 20 years, Phil. Can you believe it's been 20 years up and running? And we take it for granted now, but to get a world champ out here, first time out here, to see him in action, I think some of the fans will be pinching themselves.
I think everybody was, quite honestly. I mean, Uraidla, we've been through the town in the Adelaide Hills a few times. We've never stopped there for a finish. And I tell you what, the local pub is very special. There's only one pub in the town. So on one side it says, this is Uraidla's worst pub. And then on the other side it says, this is Uraidla's best pub. Nobody was arguing because he did great business. And I bet Sagan was in there straight after that too.
Phil, early in the week, my daughter was involved with some friends. There was a banner called a drink station where the riders could throw their drinks at a banner on the side of the road. My daughter was involved in that banner, and she said to say hello.
Oh, great. Well, we've been looking for it because I saw the sign. And we actually talked about it on television. A very clever trick, that. How many bottles did she get?
Oh, I think they got about 100.
nice little
brilliant idea.
Right, stage 5, Phil, McLaren Vale to Wollonga, that dirty, big, rotten hill. Temperatures are going to be up there again tomorrow.
They are. We're hoping a few degrees cooler, and of course, on top of the old Wollonga hill, it should be a little bit cooler, but you never know. This is what we call the Queen stage, the most hardest stage of the race. Sagan, we've always had this secret feeling he'd be up for the fight. He confirmed he is now. It might be a bit hard for him tomorrow, but Richie Port, who's the defending champion, of course, has finished first on top of this hill for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
He really is the king of Wollonga, so we'll see if he can do it tomorrow. Yeah. Usually, the rider who wins this race has always finished in the first three over the line.
Yeah, expecting 35 and certainly bragging rights if you can own the hill. What have you been up to, mate? Have you done your usual ride and tricks and things whilst you've been in town?
Yes, I have, but this morning I didn't get out because they brought the forward an hour early because of the hot weather expected. Yeah. But I was relieved. I was probably the only one that was relieved. I got next hour in bed, in effect.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Phil, it's not long enough to go, Juice.
Yeah, Phil, how's your farm in South Africa going? Because you love your animals. How are you going over there?
Well, it's going really, really well, quite honestly. We're still chasing poachers and trying to shoot them whenever we can.
Yeah.
But apart from that, the old rhino's being hit pretty hard. But I've got to tell you guys, last night I was made an ambassador of the new Koala Centre of Excellence in Adelaide. And I'm really chuffed with that. Because you won't believe that poor koala is virtually being chased out of Australia, and the majority are now in the state of South Australia.
Love them dearly. And if you're out and about, leave some water out. They'd love to take a drink, especially in these hot conditions. Hey, Phil, go and enjoy yourselves. You've probably earned a drink or two tonight, a nice glass of red or something or white, whatever you want it. Sample our regions. You love your wine.
No, I never drink anymore, but I never drink any less either.
On that note, we'll say goodbye, sir.
See you, great man.
Goodbye. Speak to you again soon, guys.
There is the one and only Phil Liggett, brilliant, the voice of cycling on the Rush Hour. Hey, we are done and dusted.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It just goes
like that, Hayden. But before we get out, all right, new segment. Just want to give a little tester, don't mind.
What is it?
It's called corrections. It would appear that on this show, we're not perfect.
Is it worst on ground?
No,
or is it corrections?
No.
Have we got a new
worst on ground is coming back, mate. Yeah. Hey, what are you getting so defensive about? I've not bought anything up yet.
Yes,
as I said, nobody's perfect, least of all the Rush Hour. All right, and we'd like to acknowledge some of the errors we've made during the week. We'll probably start with this
in the lawn bowls. I could be the youngest ever to represent our country. Correction.
Yeah, Mark Casey, 24 years of age. I don't think you're going to get him.
Okay, all right.
For those who are fans of the show, would have known we're out and about during the week, so the heat may have got to you. Big tour street party here at Glenelg tonight.
Right, stage three done.
Correction.
Stage two at that point. One of my favourites.
I was fried.
We love tennis on this show.
Yeah,
we get around it.
Yeah.
We get it. We know what's going on.
Right,
if you want to know what's happening at the Australian Open, you get involved.
Venus Williams got knocked out.
What?
Yeah. Serena gone.
Correction.
And I tell you what's not gone is the active listening issues. This was a big one. The uncupping of the big plums early on in the week.
He's not going to change it. No. There's no way. The Australian boys train in these conditions.
Correction.
That was relating to the shortening of the tour, stage three. Suggesting
stop
Mike Turner may
hang
not
on.
And will not change the
my
distance.
My first week back.
Yeah, I know. You're on fire. Some more, please. Anyone else?
Ellen from Seinfeld. She
delivering the show.
In the show. So yeah.
Ellen or Elaine?
Correction.
And tell everyone.
I watch that every night.
Yeah,
exactly. Every night I watch it.
And
for the last 2 years.
One more for good measure before we hit the goodbye button. Had treads on during the week. Again, watertight contract, that bastard. Yeah. Cannot get him out. This big statement.
Earl of Treadrow.
I saw the little pup not long ago.
Yeah, and you tried to eat it.
Correction.
That is incorrect. Jars has not knowingly eaten dog ever in his life, least of all here in South Australia. I can't say for certain when he heads overseas, especially to Asia.
Okay, let's wrap this sucker up. Alex Carey's batting for his country at the moment.
He is.
He's on 11 runs.
Oh, he's rattled.
No, he's on 11. He's just playing some beautiful shots there. So the Aussies are in a bit of trouble, Luke.
They certainly
are. But
our
boy Alex looks comfortable out there.
All right. Well, we're done and dusted. Find any way you can to stay cool. Have a great night. Have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for the advice. Re-date night. She's on.
Good luck tonight, mate.